Louisiana's 5th congressional district votes for a new representative on October 19th. The election is to decide who serves the remainder of Rodney Alexander's unexpired term. Peter Williams, a farmer from Lettsworth, is a candidate and joins me for a discussion of his campaign. Mr. Williams, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Peter, why the decision to get into this race?
I'm an independent lobbyist, and I've been dealing with both parties for the last 20 years, working on issues for rural development and communities, and concentrate on five components, agriculture, health, housing, education, transportation. And when the opportunity came and the seat became vacant, I looked at the different candidates that were entering the race, and to be honest, I just didn't feel or see the candidate that would meet the needs of all the people at this particular time. And since I had input with both issues and I knew the district fairly well, I thought instead of just being a whiner and a complainer, I said, well, I'd get in the race myself and see if I can make a difference. And that's how I got into the race.
Is there one particular issue that you were focused on in this campaign? What would that be?
Economic development and inclusion. I think the reason why the district is suffering, we don't have enough mechanisms in place to include everyone. As far as the five components I just mentioned, we have a lot of infrastructure. We have a lot of natural resources. But I think the economic growth and the monies and the opportunities are kind of limited. And I think once we can spread it across the district, we not only have a better district, but also the state. So my thing is to bring the middle guy, the small guy, and the smaller businesses to where they can participate more in economic development, where they can have a better quality of life. And I think that's the biggest problem.
How do you see opportunities there for that to happen?
I would maximize the strength of the congressional office. I think the last representative was too complacent. I don't think he was aggressive enough to be heard in Washington. And I think it's going to have to bring a better restructure of protocol. Federal law supersedes state. So if elected, and hopefully when elected, I want to bring the respectability and accountability back, one, to the congressional seat, and also give it all of the senators, all of the state reps, and put a master plan together for the 5th Congressional District where we can be one voice, one body, so we can maximize our strength in numbers. And I think that's where the lack of that leadership from the congressional office and including all of the people and all of the municipalities for a common goal and a common plan. So that would be the first thing, to reestablish the leadership role in Congress.
There's been a lot of discussion about health care and the Affordable Care Act. What is your position on that issue?
It's an old horse. The Affordable Care Act has been tossed around since the 1990s. 80% of it is Republican legislation. Our current health care problems in Louisiana, we need the Affordable Care Act also, but I understand there are some concerns with the small businesses. But quite frankly, it's the law now. It has been signed by Congress. It has been confirmed by the Supreme Court. We have 500,000 to 600,000 families that are without insurance, and it's only going to make it worse if we don't have some type of safety net for the future for them to have health care. So I support it. But I also understand that the doctors, the pharmaceutical companies want some tweaking. And I'm like this, add what's missing, keep what's working, and then hopefully everybody can meet on middle ground for the health care and for the health of our families.
Peter Williams is a candidate for the Louisiana's 5th Congressional District. Mr. Williams, thank you for joining us.
And I thank you for having me.